Making reportedly slow progress on major fronts, Russia has widened its war on Ukraine. The missiles that fell on a military training centre near Yavoriv in the far west killed dozens, soldiers and cadets that Russia claims were foreign-trained fighters preparing to enter the war. Just a few months ago, joint military exercises took place here, Ukrainian troops alongside allies from 14 countries. Yet now they're having to fight and die in this war, largely alone. Scores more were injured in the most devastating single attack so far, and with worrying implications for supply routes delivering humanitarian and military aid.
The war has now come to Western Ukraine, and with it a sense that perhaps nowhere in this country is safe. But of larger significance is the fact that not just the country's main supply routes are now vulnerable, not just the main avenues of escape for hundreds of thousands of refugees have now become vulnerable, but the fact that the war has now come within 20 kilometres or so of a NATO border.
Oh. In Yavoriv on Sunday morning, Anna woke to the sound of explosions.
I thought someone was breaking into the house. We went outside and the whole sky was red.
We met Anna at a fuel stop. Her pregnant daughter, a niece, and her grandchild in the car, making a dash for the Polish border.
At home, my sick father, a husband, and a brother-in-law stayed behind. I would pick up arms myself and fight, but we have to save our children.
And once again, calls for NATO to intervene to enforce a no-fly zone over Ukraine.
Rockets have fallen 10 kilometers from the border with Europe. Tomorrow they may fall 10 kilometers on the other side in Poland, where our wives and children are now. I call on Europe, save yourselves, save us, because tomorrow it will be too late.
But NATO continues to have no appetite to confront Russia directly as the war grinds on. In cities like Chernihiv in the north. Steady nerves required here to remove an unwelcome delivery through someone's front window. Civilians, those brave or desperate enough to attempt escape, continue to leave areas close to Kyiv like Irpin, where an American journalist was killed when he and a colleague were fired on by Russian forces. And no respite yet again for Mariupol. Satellite images show swathes of destruction in the southern city, besieged for 2 weeks, the life being strangled out of it, an aid convoy once again prevented from entering. There is one constant, the inexhaustible, morale-boosting, Russia-defying presence of a comedian who once played the role of president on TV, now handing out medals and giving the performance of his life. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Yavoriv.